Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hour number two, Zolak and Bertrand here on 98.5 The Sports Hub, 617-779-0985. Make sure you get to our website, 98.5thesportshub.com. As always, you can always get the latest there. Listen to us live. You can download our podcast there. But also, you can make it easy on yourself by just getting the 98.5 The Sports Hub app on your iPhone, your Android, whatever it might be. And if you're home, like everybody is home, tell your smart speaker to play 98.5 The Sports Hub. All right, let's get to Todd McShay. Todd McShay has something to say about the quarterback of the Patriots. That would be Jarrett Stidham. What would Todd McShay know about Jarrett Stidham right now, so?
Todd McShay would, if so, this would be football-based knowledge on Jarrett Stidham?
Yeah, you want to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Okay, let's
because
hear
I know
it.
This. I know this real quick. Todd McShay has not been at one practice. Todd McShay has not been at one workout or one team meeting or one individual meeting. So somebody's telling Todd McShay this, but I want to hear what he says first.
Okay.
He was a great backup, in my opinion, coming out of college at Auburn, and had a chance to be developed into a starter. Now, you go back and you watch him against your Jets. They threw him in that game. He threw an interception. Bill got annoyed and pulled him out and put Tom Brady back in the game. They were up by about 50 points. So from everyone I talk to in the organization, they're excited about his development. He has so much potential. He is gifted. He's been through a lot in his life. He's got some character and some grittiness and toughness to him, but he's not ready yet. I mean, that's the bottom line. He is not ready to lead the New England Patriots, in my opinion. Brian Hoyer's there, and he's a really good backup, but they're going to have to make a decision on what to do in terms of, is it bringing in a veteran like Andy Dalton to kind of stem the tide between now and when Stidham is ready, or is it drafting another quarterback that they think is going to bring competition and potentially outplay Stidham at that number one quarterback position. So it's going to be really interesting to see how it all plays out. But the one thing I know from talking to people inside the organization, it's all about patience and waiting to see how the market plays out and not jumping into something too early when they're not ready for it.
Okay, so he's basing this, and he admits he's basing his opinions based on the people he talks to inside the organization. Stidham, not ready, according to McShay, which means someone in that building thinks that he's not ready. Who is it? Who is it that thinks he's not ready and that they're not going to jump into anything?
Well, it's not Gilmore. It's not Gilmore. It's not Slater. It's not McCourty, who have openly expressed their delight with Stid. They all called him Stid, and what a competitor he is. And we got a lot of that over the last 2 weeks since Tom Brady has departed. That tells me this is coming. And I remember an old coach that I used to play for, Bill Parcells, would say, let's not put the effing kid in Canton yet, okay? And, you know, Bill's learned from him. Bill's learned from the big Bill. And Belichick's not even, let's not christen his freaking kid yet. You know, the kid's got to earn it. And I think that truly, too, whether or not Bill and Tom got along at the end or if there was, you know, they were ready to part, There's so much mutual respect for what the other guy does or what he did. And there's no way in hell they're just going to say, hey, kid, here's the keys, catch. They want him to earn it. They want him to be pushed. Because they know how Brady was pushed when they got Garoppolo. They know how pushed Brady has been his entire 20-year career here. And out of respect for Brady, I'm not just going to hand it to some kid. It's a fourth-round pick in his second year and say, go ahead, kid, you got it. It's all yours. We're going to have no competition here for you. I think this is starting to get spun from the people that are actually in the weight room, at the practice facility, at the practices, watching. I'm talking coaches, you know, making sure that Stidham knows he's just not handed the keys here.
So you think using the media to motivate Stidham?
I think there's two things at play here. I think there's also a push to the media and a push from current leaders within that locker room to get it out there that we're going to be okay with Stidham because James White over the weekend, hey, we're taught next guy up and the veterans take care of the young guys, get the young bucks ready, and that's what we do here, and it's about being prepared and listen to everything the coach says. Like that spin is being put out there to promote Stidham, to get people thinking about the next phase here. And that's what we're entering. We're entering another new phase here with the Patriots. And there's a lot of uncertainty with the offense. I think people feel confident about the defense. But you've got – look at it. I mean, James White was a captain, right? Slater's a captain. McCourty's a captain. Gilmore potentially could be a captain this year. I wouldn't be shocked if he gets voted in. And all these guys are being available and talked to about Jared Stidham. So you kind of got to look at that and, okay, why are they talking that way? Who's telling them to talk that way? Because I think from a marketing standpoint and a brand standpoint, you want to put it out there that our team's going to be okay. But from a coaching standpoint, you want all these guys to earn it. You don't want anybody to have anything given to them.
All right, so I wonder if we're just overrating Jared Stidham to begin with. And my thought on Stidham has always been, I have no idea. And I'm not going to tell you that I have any idea.
This isn't Jared
Stidham's certainly
fault.
Not going to look at the film from a preseason game last year and tell you that he can or cannot play in the NFL. I think that is foolish. I refuse to do it. And I think that Jared Stidham is a great unknown. The only people that are going to really have any true understanding of that are his coaches, and even they don't know if once he's put into a real situation, he's going to respond appropriately because he's never been in that real situation. He's never been in the spot starting an NFL game in the regular season. He's never done it. Are we overrating Stidham simply because he was drafted by the New England Patriots and by Bill Belichick and his staff? I think that's possible.
I think we have to look at it in its totality, too, going all the way back to going to Baylor, starting there as a true freshman, having the injuries, having his coach go through what he went through, gets fired, a new system, transfers to Auburn, sort of plays in a different system there to where he's left open to take a ton of hits and play at a high level against high competition. He has been through a lot, and hopefully that has toughened him somewhat to where he's not overwhelmed when you're sitting there next to Tom Brady and trying to function and learn as a rookie. So we'll see what he absorbed from Brady.
Well, I think that he also gets the benefit of having been drafted after Jimmy Garoppolo.
Correct.
And so I think people have seen what happened to Garoppolo, and I think a lot of people leap to the assumption and conclusion, that is, that, he'll be just like Garoppolo.
Yeah.
They've done this once before. They'll do it again. And my answer to that would be, he got drafted in the fourth round for a reason. Jared Stidham's draft stock was not good to begin with. And Tom McShay is now telling us, years later, that there are people in that organization that obviously are still not all that impressed with him to say he's ready to take over in year two. So it's year two of his NFL career, and someone within the four walls at Gillette Stadium is saying, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. I don't know that he's ready for this yet. And that may just be true. It may not be any sort of game. It may just be the truth. And someone just happens to say it out loud.
Yeah, and I know this. He looks a hell of a lot better than Ryan Mallett did.
Ryan Mallett was trash.
Okay, maybe somebody overlooked this kid. We got to find here. We got to steal. But he's way better than Mallett. I know that. I don't know
what that means. Like way better than Mallett. Great. Mallett sucked.
Yeah. But what does that mean? To find that out. I mean, it took you a while to find out.
Yeah, I'm not sure it did. I mean, I think it's more the fact that you need bodies.
Yeah, see, I don't think you're asking personnel people to try and sell people on Ryan Mallett. You know, sell people on this kid like they were Ryan Mallett. Like, they were trying to create a market for that kid.
Well, that was also, year three? Was that year three on him?
I mean, all I know is this kid came in as a rookie.
And if they draft someone else, if they draft someone else this year, they'll be trying to do the same thing with Jarrett Stidham a year from now if he hasn't worked out.
Yeah, and I expect them to. I expect them to draft somebody, you know, second day. I do. But I know this. He came in as a rookie and did enough in the preseason to make them feel comfortable to put Brian Hoyer out there on waivers. And if somebody grabbed him, which they did, then we're okay. We're good enough to go into the season with Tom Brady and this guy as his backup.
617-779-0985. McShay is down on Stidham, and that has to do with the conversations he's had with people inside the Patriots organization. So that is on the table. We'll actually talk some more draft, a number of draft items, a draft grab bag, if you will, coming up right after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
Zolak and Bertrand at 11:20 on this Monday. 617-779-0985. Couple of draft items for you on the NFL draft, which is still scheduled for later this month. They're going to probably combine the draft broadcast. This is from Peter King, NBC Sports Football Morning in America. He says, momentum is building for ESPN and the NFL Network to do a combined draft telecast. He's spoken with sources who say both networks have come together about their draft weekend plans, and it's looking more likely that instead of the two football rivals doing separate telecasts, they'll combine to do one. It will likely happen, though, out of Bristol, because the NFL Network studios in both California and in Culver City are Culver City, California, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey, are closed by state decrees, which means they will now likely have it out of Bristol, and NFL Network talent will either co-host or be major contributors, according to Peter King. And the ESPN facility is still allowed to remain open on a limited basis. And he says, Peter King writes, and the socially responsible thing, as one person told me, is to have one unified broadcast. I think it makes a lot of sense as long as we still have everybody on board. I mean, what's the difference? Now you don't miss anything.
Yeah, you get all the, especially all the since it's a virtual draft and you don't have the shots or the kids there at the draft around tables and you get to go to them or talk to them or interview them. It seems smart to sort of condense this thing into one.
Yeah, you called it virtual, meaning, you know, it's really a lot of FaceTiming and I'm sure Skyping and whatever other video technology they use to do this. EA Sports will create virtual reactions for the draft. Because the draft is not taking place on a stage where the guy is drafted and he comes out and puts the jersey on and puts the hat on. Instead, because there are no meetings with Roger Goodell, one of the league's video game partners in EA Sports, according to Ian Rappaport, will create virtual interactions between Goodell and players who have been selected in the first round that will be shown as part of the draft broadcast. How do you feel about that?
Yay. Hey, I'm here. Press play. I'm ready to virtually be excited.
Oh, like, how stupid is that going to be after, like, the first
two? You know what it's going to feel like?
All right, enough of this.
Hey, quit. You fired up, man. You know? We're excited to have you, you know? Or you can put the put the ding dong owner on over there. Yeah, the nerdy one with the big new cornbread offensive lineman you just drafted with his sleeves rolled up. Yeah, I'm ready to come play your football.
I told
paint.
You.
Wait, NFL, I read that, Beetle. I read that as like they're going to have a video game sort of like shaking of the hands of Goodell and the prospect on the stage or something.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly it.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. No, not what I was talking like a video like, conference.
I'm talking about like what you're talking about, like that FaceTime aspect of it. Hey, we got to kill on FaceTime.
I don't know what Zoe exactly is talking about, but I know that when we talked about this like 2 weeks ago, we talked about the possibility of there being a level of access not previously seen during the draft and how there was an opportunity for the league to do things with FaceTime and to do things with, you know, Zoom or Skype or whatever it is you want to use to have live looks in the player's living room, live look at the owner or GM or in the war room. There was a chance and an opportunity.
Buffalo Bills are
selling
it. Buffalo Bills are raising money for the cause to allow some fans that opportunity to get in their draft room that way.
Yeah, the Saints are renting out a distillery, and they're allowing fans. Everyone's got to have their temperature taken, and there's a whole big thing about this.
That seems completely reckless.
Good thing you got that temperature scan down
there. No, because New Orleans hasn't been hit hard by coronavirus at all. That seems like a great idea.
Can you answer me this?
Again, back to the point. Stick on the point here, and that is they had an opportunity to do something different and really go all in on the teleconferencing and making this thing unique and memorable, and instead they're just going to whore it out to their EA Games video game partner to make some stupid digital rendering of a player shaking hands with Goodell.
This
like,
is dumb. Oh,
of course the NFL is doing
like
this. Yeah, of course
this.
The NFL is not doing anything that's all that creative or different or actually interesting to the fans. We're all going
to
sit there and wait for the digital handshake created by a video game between the player and the commissioner. Yay! I just think they're missing an opportunity.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's making the most of a situation that's bad, and then there's making a bad situation worse. And I think they're making a bad situation worse by trying to get cute with it and trying to do digital renderings of the commissioner and player and all this other nonsense. I mean, honestly, the teleconference draft and putting, you know, cameras in the homes and having, you know, some of the top picks, you know, already Skyped in or whatever they're using, that would have been okay. I would have been fine with that. And now you're gonna gum it up with these digital renderings and make it look. I don't know who this appeals to. Even gamers,
children.
I don't even know if children would be into this.
We should pick one of our kids right now to co-host the next segment of our show.
And I love
that's
Madden.
That's basically what you're doing.
Hardy, I like Madden. I still play it every now and again.
That's playing the game.
But
who wants to sit there and watch?
But that doesn't mean I'm going to like that.
It's like, who wants to sit there and watch a video game? Nobody does. Wants to sit there and watch people play a video game. That's the type of feeling this would have. You want to play the game. That's why you
not
like
even
that.
A game. It's just guys like talking. It's like not even a game. It's a sim. It's Minecraft.
Right.
Like, who wants to sit there and watch that?
No. Nerds. Comic-Cons.
I don't even know that they do. I don't think you're giving them enough credit.
I'm not. Oh, just it's kind of bad. I don't like that at all. See, I took it the other way, that it was going to be, you know, done through Skype and you'll be able to look in and see some things. I don't know. I had more hope for it.
What would they need EA Sports for that for, though? Like they got to find a way to work their partner in, their client, whatever they are, league sponsor.
Yeah.
That's what they're trying to do.
Yep.
There's got to be money involved. They've got to fill their pockets along the way. They can't just do something well and have it be a hit. No, they are just most concerned with, can someone pay us so we can make more money off of this? That's all they care about. It's sad because you could make money the other way too. Another draft item from Rex Ryan, who's had all kinds of hot takes in the last week. I wonder if he's trying to save his job or something at ESPN. Ooh. But he's got this to say about Tua.
Would you be willing to take Tua with the concerns that exist on him right now?
I look at it this way. I think this is the biggest gamble in the history of the NFL draft. And the reason I say that is you can't get your doctors, don't get their hands on them, all that kind of stuff. One thing we know. This young man is absolutely an amazing quarterback. He's got everything, all the intangibles, that leadership, when it's the brightest. He plays great. So to me, I just think the guy's an amazing prospect. However, those injuries, if you're going to just ignore the injuries, I don't care how he's working out right now. One thing I know about him, he's been hurt in college. Everybody knows about the three operations he's had. Really? Well, I've heard he's had five operations. So if that doesn't concern you, now look, I know a lot of people in the NFL, and I'm getting that information, you know, from them. So if he's had five surgeries, that's a major concern. And do you pass on him? Boy, I tell you what, if I only have one first-round pick, I think it's too risky. I think if I had multiple picks like the Dolphins do, they can probably take that gamble, and I think they will.
Biggest gamble in NFL draft history. Says he has not had three surgeries. He's had five surgeries.
That's a coach that had Tim Tebow, right? Traded for Tim Tebow after he left Denver. Now, he's talking about draft risk. I agree with him. People forget about the ankle issues and the operation he had on that prior to playing in a bowl game 2 years ago. Yeah, I mean, I look at the size, I look at the injury history, I look at the type of injury that he just had. And if you're picking number one, and this is even a higher pick, and he mentions the Dolphins, you need immediate impact on your team. And there's no guarantee he could give you that. Now, if he falls to late first round, I could see a team that had success and maybe is a playoff team saying, let's stash him for a year or two. So,
short quarterback, hips and ankles, no thanks. Hard pass. I'm with Rex Ryan. I wouldn't take the guy.
And so you're right. Immediate impact. That's what you're looking for. If you're either going to use that third pick, or you're going to give up a bunch of your assets in terms of players and other picks to move up and get that, you don't want a guy that you're on the fence about in terms of whether or not he can play the position, to Beatles point about his size and his injury and stuff. Or even if you were convinced, it's like, absolutely, he can play the position in 2021. He is going to be ready to get in there. No, I don't see how you do that. I don't see how you give up all that stuff for somebody who isn't, you know, there's no sure thing. Fine, I get that part of it. But it's got to be immediate. He's got to be ready, right, to go in and at least physically be able to play at the start of the season. And you don't have good assurance on either one of those things.
No, you don't.
Yeah, no, you don't. And so I wouldn't do it, and I'd take a pass, and he may turn out to be great. Who knows? But that's not a risk I'm willing to take if you've got a high draft pick, if you've got a top five or top 10 pick. No, thank you. 617-779-0985 is the telephone number. We do have another Patriots draft item that we will get in coming up as well. Your calls on the way. Also, well, with everything that's been going on, we naturally have people that have done some pretty idiotic things out there.
No.
Including some locally over the weekend. In a new segment, we will call the COVIDiots. We will give you some examples of that coming up next. You don't want to miss it.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Sports Hub. Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We're going to call this segment COVIDiots. That's what it's going to be. If you needed a reminder as to why you should stay home right now, this should serve as this perfect reminder. It's the people you don't want to be around. Just in general, but you especially don't want to be around the crazies that are out there. because events like this brings out the crazies, as it did in Kingston just days ago, where a man walked into the Stop and Shop in Kingston and started coughing and spitting all over the produce department. Now, I don't mean to laugh, because it had to have been scary as hell for the people that watched this go down.
Yeah.
This insane individual walking through the produce, coughing and spitting all over the produce.
See, I don't know how I react. Because, like, my first reaction is, I wish I was one of those guys that helped beat the hell out of this guy. Like, hold him down until the authorities get there. But then I'm thinking, okay, if I see some wacko like this losing his mind, I'm going to turn and run. Because I don't want any of his germs.
On our simulcast, if you haven't seen the video yet, I got a couple of favorite things in this video. One of which is Marty, the robot, is watching the fight. Which is my favorite part.
The robot actually comes in.
Robot's like, what's this? What do we got going on here?
Then a robot's like, F this, I'm leaving. Watch the robot leave. Like, the robot actually turns and leaves. Look, he's like, I ain't dealing with this crap.
This is my favorite part of the video.
Warning.
Marty's on the scene.
Warning.
What the hell do those robots do anyway?
I'm not exactly sure. I've heard many theories about it.
Like, get them out of the way. Just give me a price scanner at the end of the aisle if I need it.
Even Marty's oh, hell no.
They need Marty spitting all over the produce?
The robot's thinking to himself, I don't know if I could contract this thing, but I'm going to pull away now.
Yeah.
They need Marty to have the voice of RoboCop and then roll up on situations like that. Dead or alive, you're coming with me.
Yes.
Serve the public trust, protect the innocent, uphold the law.
I mean, this guy's
got dark
shoes on. Come
quietly or there will be trouble.
This idiot's got dark shoes on, white socks. Look at his sweet pants he has on. I mean, you can see him coming a mile away.
Because of the pants and the socks?
Because he had blue pants on?
But they're like 6 inches too short. I mean, it's...
Well, can you really tell that as he was pinned on the ground?
By the way,
those guys that pinned him down, heroes. Those are the kinds of heroes that emerge.
Yep,
right?
Love you. Thank you.
You know, like, what did Mr. Rogers used to say? When there's bad things that happen, look for the helpers. There they are in the form of a couple of guys in union sweatshirts just taking that guy down. I guess we're going to have to be the ones to take this moron down. And there they are pinning him to the ground until the police got there.
Yeah, I'm trying to see what local he's in. All I can see is Boston local, and I can't make out any of the other numbers.
Said I had
there.
Enough today.
Yeah, that is literally Union Strong right there, my friends. There it is, pinning that guy to the ground. This
beat his
dodo.
Ass.
Again, I've told people this before. We ever ran into COVID-19. I want certain things just punishable by death in our society, and this would qualify.
I'd be like,
that's it. That's it. You're done. Nope. You don't get to do this anymore. Nope. You're out. So that happened in Kingston. But that is not the only store where there has been COVIDiots spotted. This happened in a Walmart. This story is now blowing up nationally because this woman was upset with the cashier in Walmart over some dispute with her, what she was charged on one of the items. It was a billing dispute at the register in Walmart. Listen to this.
This bitch is going crazy. Look. Look at her. Move. Wow.
She's coughing on him.
Wow.
She's spitting on him. Now calling the police.
I'm going to ask you to shut the f*** up and get the f*** away from me before I slice your neck and I spit again. It's called get your phlegm out, because that's where you're getting the fat out. And the fat holds the toxins and the f***ing viruses.
Ma'am?
You think I'm just having fun being a stupid blonde?
Would you like to go?
Yeah, I just decided that I just wanted to be born to be a stupid blonde. Yeah, I am the only f***ing blonde here.
Does the blonde customer there, does she sound stable, by the way?
Well,
anyone?
No. Question.
But Beetle, I didn't know this. I was willing to take this woman to task, but apparently she's a medical doctor. She's giving her information about where the virus is. It's in fat cells. It's
toxins.
In fat mucuses. That's where the virus lives.
Was she a real
blonde? It's coming out. So, I mean, maybe we should get her a spot on one of these nightly press conferences next to Dr. Fauci.
You don't know if she's real blonde. Today. Is it real blonde or fake blonde?
She's not even very blonde. It looks like she has brown hair.
Well, what was the item in dispute? A jug of Kool-Aid?
From what I could see, there was a bag of peanut M&Ms that was on the shelf.
Peanut M&Ms and a gallon of sugar.
And here's the other problem. I believe it is a share size bag, and you really shouldn't be sharing any foods right now with people that you don't know well.
I mean, if it's your family at home,
it's an important point.
You've been together. It's fine.
Yeah. I see that she is wearing this lilac-colored, zip-up, hoodie. I think every Walmart shopper is required to own at least three articles of clothing in that color. It's kind of that pale purple, been through the wash about, I don't know, anywhere between 150 and 400 times.
And by the way, let me ask you a question. To explain what is happening in that video, if you haven't seen it, she is spitting on the people who work there and coughing on them the same way the guy in Kingston was doing that to all the produce. She's doing it directly on the employees who work there, including the cashier and a manager who comes over who was just – he was not trying to engage at all. He was just trying to calm her down, okay, we can solve this. We can figure this out. And she starts spitting all over him.
Oh, there was this video, Rex Chapman. Remember, if you follow Rex Chapman on Twitter – he puts out those, blocker charge videos every day. And there was this Chinese guy that was at a market. He was spitting back at the guy to have a nice day. And it was in the produce market. And he's coughing and spitting. And there's this guy that works there. It looks like Jimmy Stewart comes in with a left hand and slaps this guy and literally drops him. And all the fruit falls on top. It was one of the best videos from last week. And this is what this is getting to. When's the last time you guys were in a Walmart? Really, when's the last – tell me the last time you remember yourself being
in Walmart. I went there a month ago. I forget what I was in there for.
Two summers ago in Falmouth I was. Two summers ago in Falmouth, and I said, I'm never going in again.
Oh, no. I'm still going to Walmart.
I needed. I went there in February. I needed last-minute luggage. That's what I went there for.
That's why, you know what, Beetle? I was in there doing some luggage shopping, and I was I was amazed and surprised and pleased at the luggage selection.
I actually got two awesome suitcases there, the hard-sided ones.
Home Goods, TJ Maxx, also sneaky good.
I went there
luggage
first.
Deals.
I tried there first. I'm aware of that.
I did the exact same thing, and I ended up buying something at Walmart. It was at Christmas time.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, good. I had no problem with Walmart. It's just I don't.
The people that go in there.
Sometimes
it's like the people
right
of Walmart. That's why they have that website, People of Walmart.
It's different.
I don't own any clothing in that pale purple color. I just don't feel right being in there.
Might be time to get some, dude.
Sweatpants. They should be sweatpants in that pale purple color.
I bought my Michael Myers outfit in there because it has the full one piece blue dickie that zip up. That you can wear with the white hood with the white mask. I bought that at Walmart a little bit ago too.
Okay, so a couple more things. A couple more items we'll get to next, including why it is the people down south are feeling so confident to go about their normal everyday business because they're not listening. They're not staying home. The cell phone tracking data has confirmed that. We'll hear from one churchgoer who tells you why they feel so confident to go out and do their thing. And also, I didn't know, but my hero is the president of the Philippines. Yes, I've got a new hero. You'll hear from him coming up next as well.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Szolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985 is the telephone number. I don't know if you guys caught this story in the last couple of days, but The New York Times got a hold of anonymous cell phone data and made a map of people's movements in the United States to see which states had followed along with the stay-at-home orders. And to the absolute surprise of no one, the Northeast did very well. New York did well. Massachusetts did well. There was zero movement. It was almost down to zero in some places. The rest of the country, spotty. Actually, Michigan did extremely well. As you mentioned Michigan earlier, Artie, in sort of their effort early to get on it early, they were all grayed out as well. Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, states like Ohio did really well. Ohio did well. Illinois did very well. Wisconsin did pretty well. The best states were in the northeast quadrant of the continental U.S., is what I would say. The South is, I'm going to call it a bloody mess, because the map is either gray to shades of red, and there's all kinds of red in the southern states that have been late to act on this and have had their head buried
in the
sand.
Wasn't completely over 2 weeks ago, you know?
I mean, they had their head buried on this.
Yeah.
So let's get to this one individual who was a churchgoer who was interviewed by CNN. And the scene in this video is of a long line of vehicles on, it appears, Saturday evening. So they went to church services at some point late on Saturday afternoon. This one is actually, this one's actually in Ohio, this answer. But we've seen the stories of the governors down south saying, I don't know that I can stop the individuals that are going to church. I don't know that I have the authority to do that. We saw that in Texas last week. In Ohio, they are defying orders and doing it anyway. And this is playing out across the South in a number of places, too. But maybe we just didn't fully understand the reasoning why these individuals felt they would be just fine doing it. Have a listen.
Driving out of this Ohio parking lot is a woman who just attended a church service with dozens of other people, including children.
Can I ask you about your decision to go to church to be inside that building?
I wouldn't be anywhere else.
Aren't you concerned you could infect other people if you get sick inside?
No.
People who don't go to this church?
No. I'm covered in Jesus' blood. I'm covered in Jesus' blood.
But what about other people who don't go to this church who you might encounter?
All of these people go to this church.
No, but you're going to be in places where other people
I go
are.
To the grocery store every day. I'm in Walmart, what? Home Depot, all of those
people.
But you
could get them sick from what happens
they
in the church.
They could get me sick, but they're not because I'm covered in his blood. Thank you very much.
Again, it's a medical doctor, and I'm going to defer to her.
She should get together with that woman from Walmart. I think they'd make a hell of a pair.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they're going to have some differing views on the specifics. But the fact that she's going to Walmart every day, she's going to the grocery store every day. I'm guessing she's in one of those states that has a lot of movement on the anonymous cell phone data. It's just, you know, it looks like a beehive of activity of people going all over the place. They're going to Walmart. They're going to the grocery store. They're going to church. But, again, she's immune. And this is maybe some other test that we haven't heard about yet. But, you know, all power to her. She has it figured out. We're the idiots. We don't know.
She's covered in blood, so she's covered in the blood, too.
Like, you know, it just kills me, too, to hear these people, like, again, in the Northeast, and I'm not saying that, you know, we're in any, I know you are, Beetle, that we're in any way better or smarter than anyone else in any other part of the country, and I truly believe it. I truly believe it. But there is this stigma that exists about people in the Northeast who aren't as religious as other people maybe
in
the
right?
South. That it's like they don't love their church.
I'm kidding.
I mean, the number of people who are upset that they can't go to church. I don't know. Fair number of Catholics in Boston. There are a fair number of people who attend synagogues in Boston, in Brookline, in Sharon. You know, these are the people who are affected by this too. But they also get that there has to be, you know, some sort of decision made for the greater good. But in other parts of the country, there's just, I don't know, you call it a blind faith that maybe that's the thing that we're missing out on here.
What's a movie with Steve Martin where he's a preacher and he goes to the tents and he's the healer?
That would be Leap of Faith.
Leap of Faith.
Yes.
We need the traveling buses again where they could come to you and set it up to have these tents where you could be 6 feet apart and still go. Yes.
Some good music.
Have you guys ever heard of Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines?
Yep.
Yeah, you've heard of him?
Story over the week. Yeah, because I read the story over the weekend.
All right, before this weekend, had you heard of him?
Nope.
Terrible guy. Terrible human being. By all accounts. Awful dictator. He has killed thousands of people without, you know, any sort of due process or going through the judicial system. The guy is, by all accounts, a horrible, horrible person. And I just want to throw that in there before we talk about this, before we piss somebody off because we were, you know, having a little fun with something he said over the weekend. This guy's a bad dude. But in addition to being a bad dude, I think he's got some enlightened ideas about how to handle all the idiots, the COVIDiots during this time. I think maybe this time we give him a little bit of leeway and say maybe he's on to something. Here he is over the weekend.
I will not hesitate. My orders are shoot them dead. I will not hesitate my soldiers to shoot you. I will not hesitate to order the police to arrest and detain you.
Wouldn't it be great to have that?
I mean, was there anything unclear about that?
No, and when he delivers it wearing what appears to be a denim jacket / shirt with the sleeves rolled up, there's no effing around going on.
None.
Any man who wears a denim jacket / shirt to a presidential or it's a presidential address. What if you're a dictator? A dictatorial address?
Yes, let's call that a dictatorial address.
Yes.
This is his dictatorial address for the dickheads out there who want to go out at night
and
want to go out and run around the streets. Yeah, he will shoot you dead. No questions asked. You will disappear. You will disappear from this earth. Your family will not know what happened to you. You will be gone.
The man's wearing a denim top. I suggest you believe him. There's no lying in this man.
You are out. O-U-T out. Marty Walsh wants to put in a voluntary order. This guy's laughing at Marty Walsh.
Yep.
Going, wait, it's an order, but you don't have to follow it? Down here, you walk outside your house, shoot you dead. Goodbye.
How do they eat?
You are not long for this earth under his reign. Again, terrible guy. We are aware that he's a terrible human being and an awful violator of human rights. We know this. I just want to keep throwing that in there because naturally someone's going to be pissed at us for joking about this.
I don't think so.
But, wow, I like his hard stance on this. That's a hard line right there. You come into the Stop and Shop, you want to spit on the produce, military is there, they shoot you dead. You want to spit on the cashier at Walmart, shoot you dead. You want to load up the car with the kids and go to a massive gathering, dead. All of you. You're all out. All of you. We're going to stop the spread of this virus whether you like it or not.
Far be it from me to tell a dictator how to give a speech, but I don't even know that you need the dead part. You can stop it. I will give my soldiers orders to shoot you. That's enough. I got that. Shoot me dead.
Shoot him in the leg. What if they shoot him in the leg?
I would given the choice, if you're just going to riddle you with bullets or shoot me dead, go ahead and shoot me dead because I don't want to be all shot up and then having to, you know, crawl back to wherever I live.
You think he's doing them a favor by saying, "I'll make sure you're dead."
Yeah, I think that might even be stronger if he just said, "I'm gonna shoot you."
You know what? I'm not gonna shoot you dead. I'm just gonna shoot you in the kneecap.
That's
right. And then whether or not you survive, that's up to you. But that's how we're gonna choose to do it.
Yeah, that's some OGD. That is some original gangsta dictator stuff
right
there.
Right.
Shoot kneecaps.
Yes. Yes.
An interesting presidential history there in the Philippines. So you remember this when we were like in high school about all the talk about Ferdinand Marcos and then Corazon Aquino. Maybe not high school quite yet, but I don't remember anything about. I just remember, like, out of all the international news, a lot about Marcos, a lot about Corazon Aquino. I can't tell you anything else about him, but I'm looking at the history of the presidents here. It's been colorful, you know. Give them that. They've had some colorful presidents there. I don't think they're all good.
Not a place you probably want to visit, right?
I don't know. I mean, probably not. Definitely not on my list.
Yeah.
I don't know what there would be there that would interest me, but anywhere.
Go for an ice cream cone, come back and shut that.
I would just say anywhere that's got, like, you know, dictator that is actually out there just threatening to kill people just for the hell of it. Like, yeah.
Because he can.
On a serious note, I don't think I'd be going there. I don't think that's a place you want to schedule for a visit. Nope. All set with that.
I'm reading one of the tweets from the reporters that are covering it. It says, once again, in yet another rambling speech, the president is demonstrating how woefully unqualified he is in dealing with a national crisis. And again, I'd like to remind you, we're talking about the Philippines here.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.